This is the Rick Edelman Show.
Well, between the election and the pandemic, is there anything else that we can do to just pile on? Well, yeah. 2020 was a census year, and that has big implications for federal funding of the states for the next decade, because the amount of money each state gets depends on how many people there are in each of those states. Well, with the census being completed in 2020, we have some preliminary data from the Census Bureau. California's population is declining. They're not the only ones. Illinois, they lost 250,000 residents since 2010. And across the entire country, population has been stagnant. The American population overall rose only 0.3%. That's the lowest growth rate in a decade since 1900. It's such a lower gain, and the 2021 gain could be lower still. In fact, this is all a result of the pandemic, which has dramatically reduced the number of women who are bearing children. And it's projected that this trend is going to continue through 2021. Not only are women producing fewer babies, Americans overall are moving less than they used to. Last year, only 9% of Americans moved. That was the lowest percentage of the American moving since 1947. Half as many moved last year as in the 1980s. Why does that matter? Because moving is great for the economy. Think about all the money you spend associated with your move. You have to sell your current house. You'll probably sell a bunch of current possessions. You're going to pay a lot of money to buy the new place, move to the new place, buy new furniture and new appliances. You're going to hire new everything, barbers and doctors and accountants and butchers and so on. Economic growth as a result of moving is huge. And with Americans not being born, the population aging, well, the people who are doing most of the moving are the folks that are building their lives, people in their teens and 20s and 30s, not so much folks in their 50s and 60s and 70s. The birth rate's a big deal. The average American woman is now having 1.7 children. That's the lowest fertility rate in decades. The pandemic, they say, caused 300,000 fewer births than would normally have been expected. Does all that matter? Well, yeah, because if the population is not growing in your state, if people in your state are leaving for other states, well, the shrinking states lose seats in Congress. And if you have fewer people in your state, that means fewer taxpayers to pay the bills that the government is going to assess for public services, everything from roads to schools to hospitals, let alone police departments and firefighters and all of the other social services that state and local governments provide. This isn't just an issue in the United States, it's a problem worldwide. In South Korea, the birth rate fell 10% last year. That country now produces less than one child per woman. We need to sustain the population 2.1 babies per female. Because think about it, men don't produce any babies. So if you've got a man and a woman, two people, and they die, you need two people to replace them. And that means each woman has to produce those two kids. The statisticians tell us it's not just two babies per woman, but 2.1 babies because, sadly, as we know, not every baby survives to adulthood. So we need 2.1 babies per female just to sustain the population. Forget about growth. The USA, as I said, we're not producing 2.1 babies. We're producing 1.7. It's the same in Australia and Brazil. It's even worse in Canada, 1.5 babies per female. France is only a little bit better at 1.9, Germany 1.6, China 1.7, Japan 1.4, Switzerland 1.5. Most of the industrialized world throughout Europe and Asia and South America, as well as North America, we are not producing enough children to sustain the population. What does it mean? It means as everybody who's alive gets older, there will be fewer young people to support us. All the retirees, where do they get their Social Security checks from? From the taxes paid by younger workers. But if there are fewer younger workers paying into the system, how does the system pay all those checks to the retirees? Let alone, who's going to take care of you in your old age if there aren't younger folks around to help? Let us know how we can be helpful for you in all of this. Give us a call at 888-PLAN-RIC. That's 888-752-6742, or visit us online at rickedelman.com.
These callers are pre-recorded and pre-screened. An index is a portfolio of specific securities. Common examples are the S&P, DJIA, NASDAQ, the performance of which is often used as a benchmark in judging the relative performance of certain asset classes. Indexes are unmanaged portfolios, and investors cannot invest directly in an index. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Neither Edelman Financial Engines, a division of Financial Engines Advisors LLC, nor its affiliates offer tax or legal advice. Interested parties are strongly encouraged to seek advice from qualified tax and/or legal experts regarding the best options for your particular circumstances. Investing strategies such as asset allocation, diversification, or rebalancing do not assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. All investments have inherent risks, including loss of principal. There are no guarantees that a portfolio employing these or any other strategy will outperform a portfolio that does not engage in such strategies. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Dollar cost averaging does not assure a profit or protect against a loss in a declining market. For the strategy to be effective, you must continue to purchase shares in both up and down markets. As such, an investor needs to consider his or her financial ability to continuously invest through periods of low price levels.